It's ideal weather for corn and soybeans. They are growing very quickly now, and it's amazing how quickly the corn will get up to 6-7 feet probably the next few weeks, certainly.
Now, that poses a problem for farmers who are trying to get in and do some weed control.
Well, I've seen plenty of crops so far that are, well chest high anyway, and unless you've got a pretty tall high boy, you won't be getting in for weed control. But the good news is that crop is tall enough to shade out any weeds, so that really isn't much of an issue. So I wouldn't worry too much about weeds at this point.
We do have some problems with water and ponding and standing water in the fields, especially in western Iowa. Let's talk about what those farmers face.
Well, it'll be very difficult to get corn back in there. I don't know if they're interested in putting in a late soybean crop, but it's really too late to put in corn 1st of July. Even the early materials won't mature. There's a chance they won't mature by the end of September. So I guess just keep the weeds down. It's the best thing they can do.
From my experience, and it's very limited because I'm not a farmer, but what I've been able to see as I drive across the counties in which we have it here in northeast Iowa, Butler, Bremer, Blackhawk, the corn, the soybeans look fantastic. I haven't seen them look this good in years. Is that pretty much statewide what they look like, except for the places that have the standing and ponding water?
Except for the places that have been hit too hard with moisture, the crop does look excellent. We can expect some very good yields from those crops, as long as we get some adequate rains later in the season, of course.
We all know this can all change, and for everyone who's lived in Iowa for more than just a couple of years, we've seen it change just from last week to this week. That can change and very adversely affect the crops if we get no rain in the next several weeks.
Yes, that's very true. And you know, the next between now and the middle of July, we'll start seeing tassels come out, which means the plants are flowering. That is that so-called critical time where they need moisture, especially the female flowers. They have to have adequate moisture to emerge, and of course that's critical for pollination. That's when the crop potential, yield potential, is set.